Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. I only hear one person clapping. So that means that God done something just for one person up in the air. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Testimony. I know y'all got a testimony. Hallelujah. Because the devil tried to take you out. But my God, hallelujah. The grace and mercy of God, hallelujah. The victory of the Holy Ghost has kept you here. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You got a testimony today.
Hallelujah.
He said, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Truly say, hey,
the 18th chapter, beginning at the first through the sixth verses.
word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the prophet's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.
Hallelujah.
Then I arose and went down to the prophet's house. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you again on this spectacular Sunday that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Thank you.
That includes us.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. These names you want to put, hallelujah, in an atmosphere when we pray for our family and our friends and
loved ones, hallelujah, since God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset your alarm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of a starting. Hallelujah. Not just on Sunday afternoon. Hallelujah. But 7 o'clock in the morning, we have praise and worship.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have praise and worship every morning, 7 a.m. Hallelujah. And 7 p.m. on Tuesday evenings, we have Bible study. Hallelujah. And 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, we have our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship.
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We had an awesome time Friday night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sundays at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. 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 We're able to join everybody, come together. Hallelujah, in the house of the Lord, to praise and worship him. Hallelujah. Every Sunday at 3 p.m. Yes, 3 p.m. except on the fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. That is minister to your family Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
The family came before the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do, hallelujah, to get the family closer. Have game day. Have a get-together. Have a cookout. Hallelujah. Have potluck. Hallelujah. If family members can't cook, tell them to stop pissing people up and drink. Hallelujah. Get the family together. Hallelujah. Tell everybody, come on over and have a good time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget to look at the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is.
Hallelujah.
Pray for the other kingdom partners you see there.
Yeah.
Pray for their ministries. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. We have a new cash app, which is $TTH2023, and also our GoFundMe page,
yes.
Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month, is the Potter's House Challenge.
Hallelujah.
It is knowing the Roman road.
Hallelujah.
It's addressing and knowing each scripture by heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's also the Sunday, the pastor's corner comes forth. If yours truly, in the third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We honor the birthday of the
Hebrew
congregation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We honor their lives with a gift and a card. In the first, second, and third Sundays of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The young people are able to sit and learn the word of God. Thanks to God, you have grandchildren, children in your neighborhood, children in your household, whatever. You're able to gather them up and bring them to the house of God. Do so.
Hallelujah.
We are mandated by God to get the word of God into our children.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They need to know how to call on the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
They need the word of God down in their heart.
Yes.
You take them to school, why not bring them to church?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And on the fourth Sunday, they're able to have part of the service. They're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They sing songs and quote scriptures and answer questions. And then they always leave us with a keepsake with the word of God on it. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for how the kitty teaches. The word of God, the same word we're receiving, the children are receiving.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You want your children to know, hallelujah, how to call on the name of God, how to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That fourth Sunday is also when we have a guest speaker coming in. And for the month of October, hallelujah, we're going to have the dynamic duo of Exodus, Maryland.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodis Lee.
Hallelujah.
One, I'm going to be bringing the word of God
hallelujah.
To you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And after a spiritual meal, we're going to have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Come on and have free fellowship. God. Sit around the table and chill with your thanks to God. Hallelujah. No cost to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building.
And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Of the Lord.
Long life.
With long life. Yes, love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I pray for your family.
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Of God and your family.
Yes, I love
you. Of your children.
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Pray for the Lord. Protect and keep them. I can see. Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I rest in the presence of the Lord.
Of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I do. God bless
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I love you. Hallelujah. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And that sounds like the choir to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the God. I need to ask somebody up in here real quick. How many words in the King James Version Bible are 1611?
Hallelujah.
How many words? Words. In the King James Version Bible.
788,208.
Lord have mercy. Somebody need to give her a hand. Oh, my
voice
got kind of like, okay. 788,280 words. My goodness. One more question. How many chapters in the King James Version Bible?
1,189.
Are y'all writing any of this down? I know y'all have it down somewhere. Lord have mercy.
It pays off.
Oh, Lord. Now, this is one. What? Okay. Jesus had 12 disciples. Is that right?
Yeah.
In the book of Luke, it mentioned the 12 disciples. Two of them had one name, and two of them had another name. In other words, two pairs. They had the same name. Do you know what those names were?
Yes.
No, coastal. It was part of the 12. It's going to shock you. Because in other versions, the other Gospels, this one name is translated a different way because of probably the ethnicity of that person, or it was probably translated in Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic. Don't know. But in the book of Luke, 6th chapter, verse 13, it has James. Well, let me go down the list of all of the disciples. You had Simon Peter. You had Andrew, his brother. Then you had James and John. They were the sons of Zebedee. They call them the sons of thunder. You had Philip and Bartholomew. You had Matthew and Thomas. Then you had a couple of very interesting. You had James again. This is James. And two Judases. That's right. Judas, the first Judas is the brother of James. The second was Judas Iscariot. Interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. It's good to know your word.
Yes, yes.
It is. I'm going to do for y'all because I'm interested in the other three list of disciples. Judas, the brother of James, is translated in another another word, another name. I think it. In fact, his name was Judas Thaddeus. I'm not sure, but anyway, it's in there, and I'm going to study it. And I'm going to bring that back to you. Is that all right? Because
yes.
We need to know stuff.
Because,
See, somebody out in the world may know this, and they're going to say, oh, you don't know your Bible too good, don't you? So it's good to know this stuff.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I need to get two people off here real quick.
Hallelujah.
First person I want to get up here. Real quick, I need... Elder QB, is that Elder QB coming?
I'm bringing it in my sidekick.
Oh, Elder QB?
Yes, sir. Yes,
come on up here. Now, for many people don't know, but Elder QB is the church secretary and secretary of the organization. And because of that, we have something for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Don't go anywhere. Now, we have someone here that's been acting like a church administrator for a long time, but she didn't have that title. And you know who that is, don't you? Pastor Peter Fred, come forward, my dear. We got something for you. We got something for you as well. Now, before you go, Father God, in the name of, I need some oil. What is it? Can you get me the oil real quick? Okay. What else can I get for you? That's a book, Shay KBD, my son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What else can I get for you, my son? In the name of the Lord Jesus, put your hands through these fine people up here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for these servants, co-workers in the kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that they have been doing the job but didn't have the title. Well, we've given them the title and the anointing that goes along with it in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless them both in the name of Jesus Christ. Meet every need in abundance, oh God. Make every crooked place straight, every rough place straight, and let your glory be revealed in their lives.
Yes, yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for their hearts and their willingness to serve.
Yes.
and give you the praise. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Give them a hand clap as they go back to their seats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, sometimes the Pastor Earl kind of flicks, because when you have a church administrator, see, y'all go to her before you come to me. Hallelujah. And I slick today. Yes, because she probably can answer it better than I can anyway. And I might even send you back to her. But we thank God for that. And I want to just acknowledge a sister in the Lord who is a co-worker in the kingdom. Her name is Deacon AJ. Is that Aunt James? What we call her, Deacon AJ.
Yeah.
Because we did not get down the steps time enough. But at 2:30,
mm-hmm.
I heard a voice praying, interceding.
Yes.
I said, who there? I came in here, and Deacon AJ was calling on the Lord.
Amen.
So we're going to have a blessed time today. Let's give her a hand. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this. I did not ask her to do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
She saw a need, and she filled.
Thank you.
He's a co-worker in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We are co-workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I heard a voice back there sound like Sister Angie back at the sound booth. Well, we don't have a booth, but I said, well, co-workers in the kingdom. Were you drafted or did you volunteer? What is that? Co-worker in the kingdom? Mama, don't say too. Mama, shut up, mama. Say, mama, will say too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Many hands make a heavy load
light.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
What's our battle cry?
I am glory to the Lord. The power is might for Jesus is Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
That was the choir too, but y'all got it. Hallelujah. Our scriptural foundation is found where?
Jeremiah 18:1-6.
All right, that's half.
That's half of it.
He was loud.
That's half. Come on now.
And Romans 12:2.
Yeah, I said that was half. Why did y'all just come in and just, I would have given out 2 feathers. Oh, Lord.
We got the other half.
Lord, okay. Praise the Lord. One last one, hallelujah, maybe. There's a chapter that's in the middle of the Bible. There's 594 chapters before it and 594 chapters after it. What is that chapter?
Psalm 118.
Oh, dear. Is anybody studying this stuff? Look here. See, y'all are different folks, y'all. Y'all got to understand it. Too much is given, much is required. I know that some folks listening to this radio program now say, well, that's not all necessary. I know, but you love the Lord.
Oh yes.
You want to know all about Him, all about what He wrote, where He wrote it, when He wrote it. We got a love letter from God.
Yes.
A 3,000 years of wisdom. We got it.
That's why life is the open book test. The book is the Holy Bible, y'all.
Amen.
Be eager to know this stuff. Because the world is out there trying to trick you out every day. Trying to make up so you really don't love them, do you? Because you don't know nothing about them. You see, look, the Bible says, and then they say, well, where is that found? I don't know. It's in there somewhere. That's not a good reply, y'all.
Amen.
And you're going to embarrass me to no end. If you in this assembly, if you're a co-worker at this assembly and you don't know the answer,
thank you, Jesus.
It's time, y'all, to be serious about what you're doing.
Thank you,
in the kingdom.
Thank you,
you know why? Because we're co-workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, Sister Angie,
yes.
I'm going to play some music.
Hallelujah.
Before
you say anything. Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't want you to walk up here. Because this is a celebration of grace and mercy.
Amen.
Some people don't want to celebrate birthdays. They say that's not right. We celebrate Christ's birthday.
Amen. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
The grace and mercy and love of God.
Thank you, God. Yeah.
We're going to celebrate folks' birthdays in house.
Amen.
And their family members.
Thank you.
Because that shows the grace and mercy of God in their lives.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got to stop. Well, anyway, let me see if I can find the right song. After all of that, if I play the wrong song, that would be a bad.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's
oh.
It.
Y'all
right?
Go, Angie. Go, Angie. Go, Angie. Go, Angie. Go, Angie. Turn the music up. Can you turn the music up just a little bit? I'm trying to do it.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hello, everybody. I am Sister Angie, president of the birthday club. We are in the month now of October.
Yes.
If anybody in the sanctuary has a birthday in the month of October, if so, may you please stand and just tell me the date. Anybody?
Nobody.
I have a birthday in my family. It's my brother. His birthday is October the 30th.
Yay!
Did anybody else in their families have a birthday in the month of October? All right, happy birthday!
Hey, Xavier is the first.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how are we, baby?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to 1881 of them. May y'all please stand so I can. Oh, you have one more? All right. Happy birthday to your sister. All right. Happy. Oh, I have one more. It's my grandma. She would have been 109 today. Her birthday is today. My grandmother.
Is she still with us?
No, she's not there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anybody else?
Okay.
All right, happy birthday. So may everybody please stand so I can give y'all some presents.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God bless you, man.
Hallelujah. Y'all are special. Y'all are special to me. And I know you're special to God.
Amen.
Because I tell you, y'all co-workers in the kingdom. And I thank God for you. Y'all guilty as charged. They're guilty. They're co-workers in the kingdom. They're guilty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, I got to ask Pastor Peaches, or maybe can you ask Pastor Peaches a question?
Come on,
you know. What is that? You can ask.
Say, what's up?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, see, everybody's a partaker in what we're doing up here.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I tell you, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know.
I heard it too.
Who did?
The choir.
Oh, you had the choir too?
Yeah.
Oh. Because some was louder than others. Is that what you
said?
Sister Angie,
yes.
When we start our choir, you're going to be in the choir, is that right?
Yes.
All right. She might be one of the lead singers, boy. I tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Holy Communion, and you know, Pastor Peaches can gratify what I'm getting ready to say.
Hallelujah.
When we were little,
yes.
Jerry, I hear what you're thinking. Okay, when we were younger.
Yes.
When we heard. Communion time.
Amen.
We start checking ourselves out.
Amen.
And that's what we need to do.
Yes.
Our text is found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23 and 30.
Amen.
Oh, see, these folks know.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
This is the meal that heals,
y'all. Thank
you. That's right.
Yes. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. It's the confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the elements. We ask God in the name of Jesus to anoint, sanctify.
Thank you,
Lord.
Bless. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
But okay, Papa,
hallelujah.
In the text on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Everybody else.
Yourself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to do that in the light of the word of God. We're going to examine ourselves.
Amen.
Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Hallelujah. Glory
to
God. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. In the text on the day, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Bless be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper, which was said, Lord. We thank you for your word. There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord, it's your word. But also came out of the voice of coming up. Yeah, my boy came out of the voice of coming up. On the same night, with the Lord Jesus Christ, was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it. And he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Isaiah 61:1-3, declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, so we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world right now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Tumors disappearing, cancers dissolving. We have some more of us say that. High blood pressure coming to normal. Diabetes, hallelujah. Glucose levels coming to normal. But also for the new knees, new kidneys. But also for new heart, new lungs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Arthritis and rheumatism. Our glory to God. Disappear. But also for the breathing problems. Disappear. Asthma disappear. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases disappear. Right now, in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring us in remembrance, bring you into in remembrance, thank you, Holy Ghost, and that we may plead together, and that we may be justified. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, We are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. Supernatural Sunday. Sensational Sunday. The Lord sees. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the day, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the Lord and the Spirit, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a naught that brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We give to ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. Perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pastor Peach.
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still awake?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word testimony.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I want to take this responsibility, nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of sense I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, the harvest of every seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority. We tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic course. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory and we bless your name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mabushikideh. Last Sunday, I embarked upon a series. It was entitled, The Seed You Sow is the Crop You Grow. You've heard that before. We've shared several salient facts. Number one is that everything you think, everything you say, and everything you do are seeds that are planted in your garden. Last Sunday we talked about your thought life. Wednesday we talked about what you say out of your mouth. Today we're going to be talking about what you do. Now I want to share with you, now many of you remember this, that John Chapman, a.k.a. Johnny Appleseed, went about planting apple seeds in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Ontario, and the northern counties of what is now West Virginia. But he not only did that, there were a lot of homesteaders that were leaving the East and traveling to the Midwest. And he would give seed to the wagon train. Because when the wagon train got to where they were going and see the government was giving out some land, they had to improve the land in order to maintain ownership. And so he was helping them improve the land by giving them the seed so they could plant the apple seeds. Now, as I shared with you too, last week and even on Wednesday, that some of the trees that came as a result of those seeds are still giving up apples today. And not just in those areas that I mentioned, but no telling where those homesteaders, those pioneers, planted their seeds. All over the country, you may find an apple tree that was once in the pouch of apple seeds by Johnny Appleseed. And see, God is a consistent God. He said, look here, in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. Don't you fool yourself. Don't you be tricked. God will not be laughed at. Because he's a consistent God.
Amen.
Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap.
Yes. Thank you,
sow good seed, get good crop. Sow bad seed, get bad crop. What does whatsoever mean?
Oh, whatsoever.
Whatsoever means whatsoever. Everything you sow, you're going to reap. That tells me something. I've got to watch out what I sow, y'all. This is for everybody.
Amen.
Can you give us the addresses on today, please?
Galatians 6, chapter 7th verse, Luke 6, 38, Luke 6, 31, Matthew 7, 12, Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, Galatians 5, 16 and 25, Proverbs 26, 27, Romans 1, 17b, Galatians 3:11b, Hebrews 11:1-6.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I want to also share with you, like, it's like a little sub-topic, because we're talking about what you do now. Because what you think, what you say, and what you do are seeds that are planted.
Amen.
We're talking about what you do. And I preached the sermon one time about what you do will come back to you. It's like the boomerang. And boomerang is an Australian word, but boomerangs have been around for thousands of years. In King Tut's tomb, they found two boomerangs.
Oh, my goodness.
In ancient Europe, they found boomerangs. In Italy and other places, even in Poland, they found boomerangs. But it wasn't until about 600 years ago that the people in Australia, the Aborigines, put a name on it that stuck. Because in ancient times, they were called throwing sticks. You know, they were used as weapons. And Australia, they use them as weapons too, but they had a name for it. They called it a boomerang. And the thing about it, it wasn't until Australia that they had the boomerangs come back to them. The other boomerangs, or boomerang-like devices, they didn't come back. I submit to you today that everything you do will come back to you. You gotta watch what you do. Come on now. Give me the first scripture and I'll tell you more about this.
Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You've got to understand that it's God's a consistent God. That's something he put in nature. Seed, planet, it's going to give a harvest. That's why he said two verses later, be not weary and well done, because in due season, you're going to reap if you don't pay. So if you don't stop sowing, you're going to reap. But here's the key. The bottom line is that whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
Yeah, thank
you sow nothing, guess what you're going to get?
Nothing.
Let me go on. Give me another scripture here.
Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Now, what that's saying is that whatever you do, it's going to come back to you. But it's going to come back multiplied.
Amen.
Any children in here?
No.
Okay, yeah. A husband gives a wife two bags of groceries. And he goes away and comes back. He gives him this beautiful dinner. Husband gives the wife a seed 9 months later, and she presents him with a beautiful baby.
Amen.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow. I saw on TikTok this man. He's the number one man in the world. He had 94 children, 39 wives, 33 grandchildren, and they all lived in the same house. But the house had 100 bedrooms, so it's a big house. He needed a big house. The seed he sowed.
Amen.
The crop he grew, and it kept growing and growing. I think he had 14, if I remember correctly, he had 14 sons or daughter-in-laws. So families and families, they lived there. See, our culture is the only one that I know of that everybody went their own way. And many other cultures, you get three and four and sometimes five generations all living in the same house. And as far as I know, there ain't war going on. You have that in our help me, Jesus. In our civilization, a war. You see a sign on the door that says war zone. Wear your helmet. You know? Lord Jesus, help us today. But that's how it is in some other cultures, hallelujah. But thank God, hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look, I've lost my way. Give me the next scripture.
6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow. You treat somebody else bad, guess what? You won't get bad back.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you men, listen to me. You give your wife stress, she's going to return it, but she's going to give you hell. Excuse me, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry, I meant H-E double hockey stick.
Speak the truth.
Yes.
Oh, my. Don't stress your happy wife.
Happy life.
Yes.
And look, men, don't try to get the last word. You'll never get the last word, so don't even try it.
All right.
Don't try to figure her out.
Amen.
She and God got a thing going.
Amen.
You better listen to what she says.
Amen. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Amen. I don't know how I got there again. Give me another scripture here.
Matthew 7:12.
Matthew 7:12. Good.
Yes. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
I'm going to tell you something. Folks, they want to go with them, yell and scream at people. And then you yell and scream at them. See, why are you doing that? You hurt my feelings. Why you do that? Look, I could never figure that out. People be screaming and hollering and saying all kinds of things to you. And then when you do that to them, they get upset. So why'd you have to go there? You took me there, baby. But we know you can't give a bit of stress with more stress. You got to get rid of that with love.
Amen.
And with patience, all the good stuff. But you got to be, because what you do,
back to you.
Okay, I'm not sure who said that first, but anyway, what you do will come back to you.
Amen.
You know why? Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
And I got to give another sidebar here. You know, y'all are passing out the wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
You're sowing the word of God in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
You're going to get blessed.
Amen, amen.
You're going to get a harvest on that. Now, the person you give it to is going to have collateral blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
But guess what? You're going to get the most blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're sowing the word of God. St. Luke 8:11, Mark 4:14, the word of God is seed. You saw that seed, and he said in Galatians 6:7, whatsoever man soweth, that shall they also reap. You're going to get the blessings for sowing the seed, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When you don't have some good bad, you ought to get some.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, and start throwing it all over the place.
Amen.
Show it to your landlord and watch you get blessed. Come on now. Amen. Show it to your boss on the job. Watch him get, you get blessed. He's going to get blessed too, but not as much as you. Because you're the one that planted the seed. Can I get a witness up in here?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give me another good
side. 431 and 32. Let all bitterness, all wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Yeah, see, y'all got to understand the three steps to the seven pillars of wisdom is all in here.
Yeah.
Okay, put it over there. If it's not yours, don't take it, so you don't do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it's not true, don't say it, so you know you don't do that. If it's not right, don't do it, so you know don't do that. But then it goes down to say, this is what you do. You say, this is what you do. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Come on now. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. This is what you do, y'all. Have a heart of integrity and honesty. Have a loving heart. Have a forgiving heart. Have a giving heart. That's what you do.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Spend the time down to figure out how you're going to get back to somebody. I should have told them or I should have gave them a piece of your mind. You need your mind. You don't give nobody no pieces of it. Go ahead, man. You go around doing boom, 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 boom. After a while, what happened? What happened to her? She kept giving people a piece of her mind. She ain't got nothing left. I don't know how I got there again. Give me another scripture.
Oh, my gosh, Galatians 5:16-25. This I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Stop. This is what you do, y'all. Walk in the Spirit. Go ahead.
And you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
See, the flesh is just your emotions and your feelings, you know. See, y'all got to understand emotions, those emotions, that's just your quick response to stuff happening. And it want to boil into a vapor. It wants you to do stuff right then and there. And you're going to mess yourself up if you decide to do something because of your emotions. And then you don't get rid of that bad feelings and stuff. You let the emotions freeze up into a form. You know what happens? You know what it is when it freezes up into a form? It's called feelings. And you're not to be led by your feelings either.
Amen.
You're to be led by what? The Spirit of the living God. Mother, that voice shows up. Hallelujah. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will what?
Direct your path.
And if you don't know what to say, keep your mouth shut.
Amen. Yes.
Don't you get your body in trouble because you done acted because of your emotions.
Amen.
They taste me out. I'm going to smack them. And you go smack somebody side of the head. Next thing you know, we visiting you at the jail on Wednesday trying to put some money on your pad. Oh. You better be led of the Spirit of the living God. Not the devil spirit, just the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. I'm almost
there. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the
Spirit. I walk in the Spirit. And that's 25, isn't it?
Yes.
That's 25. 525.
Thank you.
Y'all heard? Yes. Now, see, this is what you... Oh, I got to do this. I'm taking lessons, y'all. Don't ask me why, because I can't even tell you why. But I'm taking lessons in Greek. Kata love anything. Agrika. Kata love no. Agrika. I know. No. Kata love anything. Ligor. Agrika. I know a little Greek. In fact, no. I know a little English. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm going to get it right. But the bottom line is that you've got to understand that you walk in the spirit, not in your flesh, not in your emotions, not in your, I don't feel like telling her anything good. I heard about so-and-so giving out $500 to everybody that has her profile, but I ain't going to tell her because I don't like her. What this kind of mess is that? And you a child of who?
You're
supposed to be a child of God, but you're talking about you ain't going to tell her because you don't like her. Well, guess what? I got news for you. You don't have to like them, but you got to love them. So if you love them, go ahead and tell them, because you're going to get the collateral blessing. You're going to get blessed, but guess what? You're going to get blessed.
Yes.
I don't know how I got there again, but walk in the spirit, y'all. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 26:27. Who's the biggest a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him.
Look here. Somebody do something. You're going to dig a ditch to try to get them. You're going to fall right into it. You're going to try to roll a stone over it. The stone's going to make a U-turn. That's what that's saying. Didn't it say return?
Amen.
It's going to make a U-turn.
Yep.
And it's going to get you.
Yep.
What you do,
come back to you.
What you do will come back to you. The seed you sow, see, y'all got to remember this stuff, because I'm not just saying this stuff because it sounds catchy and stuff. I'm saying this stuff so you can remember it. So when you get ready to, and then you, the seed you sow is the crop, your hand comes down, and you drop the rock that you were getting ready to throw. Jesus, mercy. Anyway, give me another scripture. I'm almost finished.
Yeah, Romans 1:17b. The just shall live by faith.
See, this is your ammunition. This is your fuel for your future. This is, glory to God. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Oh, go get to the next scripture because I know what it says already.
Hallelujah.
Galatians 3:11b.
The just shall live by faith.
See, when God says something one time, that's significant, of course. But he says it more than one time, and it's not just the only two places he says it. The just shall live by faith. Baby, you want to please God? You got to have faith. Faith is when you can't see your way. Faith is when you want to do good to somebody that's trying to do you dirty.
Yes, yes.
And God's going to reward you. God is going to reward me. And he said he'd do that. He says without, go ahead, give me those scriptures.
But without faith,
Hebrews 11:1, and tell me what faith is.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Let's stop right there. It's now faith. Yesterday's faith is good, but it was good for them. You need what kind of faith?
Now faith.
Now faith.
All right. Now go ahead.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Stop right there. Now, if you don't have faith, you don't please God. Is that right? Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Start at the beginning of that sixth verse again.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Stop. Impossible. There's no way you could please God if you don't have faith.
Yes.
If you don't live in faith. If you don't walk in faith. If you don't talk in faith. Come on now, y'all. Go ahead now.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
He's going to reward you, baby, when you step out in faith. You will get a reward.
Amen.
If my picture was on the wall, this is warning, $500 reward, y'all be eager for that, wouldn't you? In fact, there'd be a whole bunch of folks on the on cell phones right now, say, I saw him and he hot.
He wouldn't even get a chance. That'd be the change.
Oh, Lord Jesus. But you understand what I'm saying? You're going to get a reward.
Yes.
Now, if I say I'm going to give you a reward, that's one thing. But if God says he's going to give you a reward, you can take it to the bank.
Hallelujah.
When you have faith, he's going to give you a reward. Just for having faith. That's deep.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. That was the last scripture. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it. Did I get to it? My goodness.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, my.
It's the word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
The truth.
Multiply.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in your garden.
Yes.
Watch out.
Amen.
And I talked to you on Wednesday about a ball of seed from other people.
Mm.
You know, the tailbirds, the gossipers.
Mm.
They want to give you seed so you can plant it in your garden.
Mm.
And then you wonder where the weeds came from.
Mm.
You borrowed seed from that evil coworker who always talks about the boss behind his back.
Mm.
And just smiles in his face. That's the other. Those all falling in your face. All of the, oh, never mind. Forget it. I lost it again, y'all. Keep on praying for Brother Earl. Anyway. Hallelujah. Your family member. They always, see, they always got their hands out. See, they negative. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Always, never bringing you anything. Always want to take something.
That's right.
But you don't say that. You speak positive. You speak faith. One day, they're going to be bringing me $500 to sow into my life. They're going to bring me some food.
Amen.
They're going to bring me something that you speak life over them.
Because
what you say will come back to you,
Amen.
Too. What you do will come back to you.
Amen.
And what you think, that's the reality
Amen.
You're going to live in. If you want to change the reality, change the way you think. Thank God for his word today. Thank God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Father God, we thank you for your word of today. We thank you, Lord, for this series. Hallelujah. We thank you that they fell on good ground, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase of blessing. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. And the church says,
Amen.
Pastor T.C., the floor is yours, and I'm turning my mic off.
Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because the word is sown on good ground. Hallelujah. We're going to remember it, and we're going to let it marinate in our spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to let it lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. And we're going to watch what we say out of our mouths. Hallelujah. So we only have good crops coming up. Hallelujah. Good harvest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if there's any out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and you rose again. Hallelujah. You now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We believe if you pray that prayer, you are now saved. You pass from death unto life. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you because you have come to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, that has accepted you in their heart. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to have a Bible, hallelujah, so you can read, hallelujah, more of the word of God, hallelujah, you can contact us by dialing 410-444-5152, hallelujah. And we just thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for you. And please join us in the morning for morning praise and worship. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 1-0-3-4-5-4-5. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.